we're focused, of course, on the NBA and the Kings tomorrow night. Just in the middle of an interesting conversation about, hey, is anybody going to score 100 again? Looks like Wemby gets a number of votes here in the chat. And you're going Luka, huh?
Yeah, I'm going Luka. I think, you know, we looked at his 73-point game. You know, I looked at the box score. He was 25 of 33 in that game. He only made 8 three-pointers. You know, we're talking about, you know, it has to be somebody that knocks down a whole lot of threes, 12, 13, 15 threes. He only hit 8 in that game. Went to the line, I think, what was it, 15 times, 15 to 16 from the free throw line. And so I think Luka, he scored 73 on what seemed like a relatively light night. Like, you know, I could see him getting up 45 shots, knock it down 28 of them, 30, you know, 10 threes, foul line. I think Luka is my guy on that.
On the one hand, to me, it seems inevitable. You keep playing, at some point, somebody's going to do it. On the other hand, if only one guy's done it, and even Kobe. You know, Kobe would have been just obsessed with the idea, you would think. He only got to 81, and I think his next highest was 61. That was Kobe.
Yeah.
You know? So
it might be impossible, right? Because the thing is,
maybe the game has just changed too much.
And I think, and I question that, you know, because Wilt had such an advantage. So the game plan was give it to Wilt back then, I would imagine. In today's NBA, you got to start off like that, kind of. Like, you can't be third quarter, oh, I'm at 60, let me try, you know, like, your teammates got to be involved. It has to be a coordinated effort where you get fed time and time again.
It might depend, too, on it being a guy that was well-liked by his teammates. So they would recognize it and want to help him.
So what you're saying, Luka's out, or? Oh, no. I'm just.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess. Yeah. I guess.
But again, with them, it's like, it doesn't matter what I think of him. I never get the ball. He's got the ball all the time.
Right. Yeah, that's that might be one of those records that never gets broken. You would think, yes, but we talked about it. Steph Curry, the greatest shooter of all time, never came close to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, man. Like, and the thing about it, it's like, and I would have loved, I wish there was video, because I'd love to see, like, you ever play with your kids or something, and, you know, they're all trying to jump up and grab your arms. That's how I feel like it was for Wilt back then. You just pass it to him, he turns around, drops it in. Yeah. Pass it to him, turns around. Like, you got to be efficient, too, to get to that number, I would imagine.
Yeah, when, you know, like we said, we just had the anniversary, March 2nd. And I was reading about it, and I guess he got to like 70 or 80, and people going 100. And Wilt's like, dude, I just scored 80. Isn't that? I'm getting tired. But there's no, like you say, there's no film of it, but there's actually the radio call.
Have the radio call. No, I haven't. Yeah. I need to check that out.
It's a dipper dunk, and the ball goes to Wilt, and he turned, and he's got 90 now. It's another dipper dunk.
Did Wilt play defense that game? You know, did he cross half court, or did he, you know? Like, I wish there was a video proof evidence of that.
The weird thing is, apparently Wilt said, years later, he said they never actually finished the game. He said, we got to 100, and then everyone went crazy, and they never finished the game. But there's evidence that they did in the radio broadcast as the end of the game, so even he misremembered what had actually happened.
Yeah, that would be a sight. I mean, 73 by Luka, that's a lot. Kobe's 81. You still had 19 points to go. Like,
it's going to be Wemby.
Or let me ask you this, though. Does multiple overtimes factor in? Like, let's say it's a 3-overtime game. You know, then it becomes a possibility even more so. I think it would have to be something like that, too.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to be at the line. Luka's going to be at the line with 99. Game on the line, 100 on the line. Clink, no good.
Oh, shoot.
You excited about March Madness? You excited about the big college basketball weekend, conference tournaments? Here we go.
I'm bad, man. I used to love college basketball. I did it for work, you know, when I worked in Louisville, big college town. I don't even know who's number one, number five. Like, I used to be into it. Not so much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Jay was saying what'd you say? You fill out your bracket now like your mom fills it out?
Yeah, you know, most of the time who wins the bracket pool is someone's girlfriend or mom or coworker who doesn't watch, and they're just, you know, my daughter's ex-boyfriend went to Marquette, so I'm picking Marquette and wind up
winning. Right.
Like, that's how I'm at it right now. I'm just trying to put something, you know, put the paint where it ain't, Whitey. I don't even know, man. Like, I know a few teams. I know a player or two, but I mean, and this, that I ask you guys, I flip it back to you. Can you guys, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, could you name 10 guys in college basketball right now?
Right now, I could not.
Five.
No, I have not. Wow. I just haven't been following it.
Yes.
But a lot of it also has to do with the fact that now, you know, I'm more of an NBA fan, as a lot of people are. And so many of the top players now don't even go to college. They're going to, they're like Wemby from overseas,
overtime elite. Or something like that. And, you know, I probably may be able to name five. It's interesting because a buddy of mine lives in the Bay. He's coming up. He's like, yo, where are you going to watch those tournament games? When, you know, let's get together. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've totally forgot. I haven't. I said, I probably won't even watch them. You know, there'll be background noise. But it used to be appointment viewing where I'd sit down, have it on, you know, following my brackets. Like, I can't remember the last time I did a bracket, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a time when, let's say, the ACC, you had to win your conference to get into the tournament.
Right.
The ACC.
Yeah.
Great teams. Yeah. You'd have great games. Yep. So a conference tournament, that really
mattered.
That
meant something.
And now it's like, well, everyone's getting in anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just a really elongated preseason, basically.
Yeah. What happened to the college game, though? Like, did we change or the game and the coverage changed?
What happened was when we got to the points where there's, you know, one and dones, so that the best players didn't have to go to college or they didn't have to go there very long, then there was less of a reason to watch it. You know, if you go to the school, you're on the team, you cover your school, that's probably hasn't changed that much for you. But as far as the, you know, the it being as big an event where you get to see the best players, young players in the world, this is where you had to see them, it's just not that way anymore, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't even, you know, and we talk about the draft. I don't even know who's the projected number one overall pick right now. Like, and I guess, you know, being in Sacramento now, you know, we're focused on the playoffs and the NBA season. Once that's over, then we'll turn our attention to the draft and who's out there. But back in the day, you know, even when I was in Boston, when we had a down year, like that was something we focused on. And when you're an NBA team and you're winning, it's like you don't even focus on college anymore. I'll be honest. It's hard for me to focus on much of anything outside of basketball when the season is going on.
But
yeah, it's tough.
But Drapes, though, and Whitey, the point of it, though, is even though you guys are NBA guys, even if you went back 10 years ago, we still heard names.
Yeah.
Like, they still would resonate. You know, you'd see them on the four letter. You would pop up. Like, you would hear, this guy's coming this way, and this is the next guy to look for. I mean, besides Zach Edey or whatever, you don't really hear anything for the most part, you know? And it's just so strange that you can't even – you know, and I barely probably could name five. And I love college sports. I'm a huge college football guy. But basketball has really lost me, and it's because of what you guys have talked about. It's just
if you were
so many different places.
You played baseball, right? If you were a basketball player, you knew you were going to be a basketball player. Would you go to college, or would you go somewhere where you're going to get paid and start honing your professional craft?
Right. Yeah. But the thing, too, is – we don't get to see these young players, these up-and-comers, this, you know, like the Thompson twins, you know.
Yeah.
I never really watched them at Overtime Elite. I didn't get to see their games or anything like that.
Remember last year when Wemby played Scoot twice?
Yes.
And it was like, oh.
Yeah, big thing.
It was
thing.
Two games.
It was two games, yeah. And so I think now with the college game, you know, if I worked in Louisville again, it would be, you know, I would be into it. I just don't think the college player, like even Zach Edey, he's not sexy. He's not, you know, Sports Center top 10. He's not, you know, like you look at the women's game, Caitlin Clark, I'm more interested in checking out
point.
Than Zach Edey right now.
In some ways is more interesting.
Yeah, the women's game is more interesting.
Because they have stars, right. The stars are still there.
Yeah. The women's game, and you know, when I was in Minnesota, you know, they're having a Big Ten tournament. The Big Ten men's was not sold out. The women's sold out. Can't get a ticket to see Caitlin Clark in them. And it's just a different vibe. And it kind of makes me sad. You know, I was wearing the UCLA shirt. People are like, oh, you went to you like you? I'm like, I loved UCLA growing up. I went down there and watched the UCLA-USC game. Those mighty programs have fallen off. UCLA's fallen off. It's just a different era and a different game now.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Let's take Ramsey real quick here, and we'll take a timeout. Ramsey, what's going on?
Not too much. Jay said, Jay, you guys said name 5 to 10 players in college basketball. I could do that easily.
All right, go ahead. Go.
Go ahead. And don't name your favorite team starting five. Don't even do that.
No. First one you need to watch out for, he's going to be a star, to me, is Dalton Connect from Tennessee.
All right, I heard of him.
He went to Northern Colorado, just transferred to Tennessee this year. That dude can shoot. I mean, you said Zach Edey. That's another one. You got Armando Baycott and R.J. Davis from North Carolina. You got Mike Bibby's nephew, who is Eddie House's son, Jalen House, with Jamal Mashburn's son in New Mexico. You got at Nevada Reno, you got dude Jared Lucas that transferred from Oregon State to Nevada. If you want to say USC, and I'm not even going to go Bronny, you got Dennis Robinson, DJ. Their best player on their team, even though USC really isn't doing much, is Boogie Ellis. Caleb Love, the transfer from North Carolina to Arizona.
How many is he on right now?
Yeah, he's done it. Ramsey.
All right, Ramsey, appreciate you, baby.
You're our official college basketball correspondent now. Thank you, Ramsey. I forgot Bronny.
We got that.
Boogie Ellis. Hunter Dickinson.
Okay, there you go. Hunter Dickinson.
He put Caleb Love. You know, there's some guys, but my thing with that is any of these pushing the meter for you guys?
Not really.
Like right now, let's just say fantasy land, Sacramento Kings get the number one pick. Who you picking?
Purvis Ellison.
There it was. That's the point. I mean, and again, this is from someone who loves college sports.
Right.
It's fallen off.
I'll tell you how the decline of college hoops, or at least its popularity, has hurt the game at every level when we come back. Drive Guys Sack Down Sports. Since we've been talking about college basketball a little bit, and now the college game doesn't have the star power that it used to have. Let's just check the Ringer's mock draft here. Oh, the Kings don't have a first-round pick this year, do they? Because that's going to convey to Atlanta.
It better convey, Atlanta. Right? Atlanta, it better right? convey to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Something went terribly wrong.
Shouts out to Ramsey even knowing 10 college ball players, right? Man.
He was just getting warmed up.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so according to the Ringer, you got the number one pick, and they have it going to the Spurs here. Obviously, we have no idea. Reed Shepard, Kentucky. And then the French guy, Zachary Risacher, second. Alex Sarr from France, third. Stephon Castle, UConn, fourth. And then Ron Holland, G League Ignite, fifth. So of the top five, you only got two guys that are playing college basketball right now. Yeah. So
that's
it's not,
tough. Yeah.
So you lose a lot of the star power.
Would you guys be watching the tournament? We talked about brackets. Will you actually be watching the game?
Yes, not with as much at stake, or don't necessarily have a dog in the fight. It's basketball, especially in elimination games. It's exciting.
Yeah,
but I'm not gonna have that real rooting interest. I don't think I'm filling out a bracket.
I'm gonna cheat the system, fellas. I'm gonna watch like 10 minutes left in the second half each game. That's when it get funky anyway. That's when it really matters.
I'm not going to be having my bracket in hand. Watching. Oh, yeah. Come on, this 5-12 matchup.
Man, yeah. I'm throwing pinning the tail on a donkey, fellas. I'm just hunting.
Jay, this mock draft proves your point, because number six, they got a guy from Lithuania, G League Ignite. Seventh projected pick is a guy who plays in France. Then they got a Kentucky freshman, Rob Dillingham. Mm-hmm. Then you got a guy from Serbia. Nikola Topic is not.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
8th, and then a UConn sophomore 10th. So that's only, what, 3 or 4 of the top 10 players in the first round of the draft are playing college basketball right now.
And you know, here's another thing too, fellas. Who would you say is the best player in college basketball right now, men's college basketball?
The best player in college basketball right now?
Right now.
I don't know.
Jay, who would
probably
you say?
Edie.
It's probably Edie.
Probably Edie.
He was the player of the year last year. I think he'll be it this year as well.
Yeah, him or Dalton.
I'm on this one site, NBADraft.net. I used to use that a lot when I studied the draft. They have him projected 45th overall.
What?
This is supposed to be the best player in college basketball. And Whitey, you got your list. What you got?
They got him 25th.
They got him 25 on his, 45 on mine. Think about that. This is supposed to be, this is like Danny Manning. This is like, you know what I mean? Ralph Sampson. But going second round, maybe?
That's terrible.
That tells you what you need to know right there about college basketball.
And he's like 7'2", 7'3".
7'3", with a 7'11 wingspan.
And he's going in the second round. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Second round, late first round. This is the face of college basketball, supposedly.
In my opinion, the fact that you've got so many guys like playing G League Ignite now, there aren't as many guys playing in the structured college system, and I think that's why we tend to have more guys coming out playing in the NBA who don't have the great basketball training. They're learning to develop their individual skills and not necessarily learning to play the game as well as players in the past. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
different
now.
We see
a lot more players coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally different. And, you know, now guys are, you know, about getting buckets and especially when you look at the decline of the college game. And I forget who I was talking to about this the other day. And we were talking about four-year players and how there's this, you know, sort of knock on them that they had to stay in college 4 years. But this person I was talking to, an NBA exec, was like, but he comes in ready-made. Look at Jaime Jaquez from UCLA. He can contribute immediately on a winning team. And so meanwhile, you got all these guys from Overtime Elite, G League Ignite, you know, 1 year in college, and they aren't developed yet. Like,
and you don't know for sure what you're getting.
What you're going to – there, it could still go either way. It's more of a crapshoot because you don't get to see these guys a whole lot, whereas a four-year college player, you know who Jaime Jaquez is. Mm-hmm. You've seen him, but not a lot with these one-and-dones and young players anymore.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at where Wiseman went, you know, and Tyrese Haliburton went in the same draft.
Yeah, think about that. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, Gabriel Johnson brings up a good point. Remember Drew Timmy at Gonzaga?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He says he wasn't even drafted last year. Drew Timmy was like one of the best players in college basketball. But I know he was already – he had some kids. He was – his own kids he was suiting up against.
You know,
he had
great blood.
I understand that, but this dude was the man in college and don't even get a sniff – of a draft.
Drew Timmy, the first player to play in the Final Four against one of his own children.
I know. Oh, my gosh, man. It is crazy.
And I think this was the State of the Union during the All-Star for Adam Silver or whatever he calls that. He was talking about they don't know what they're going to do with the G League Ignite because you know, the NIL is there and kids can get paid in college. And like you said, like there's the NBA is trying to figure out what to do with the G League Ignite. So it's just interesting. I look at it I'm like, man, college, you know, for all the money that's being spent right now, college football is leaps and bounds above college basketball, which you couldn't have said that even 10 years ago, I think, you know, a decade ago. It's just interesting. None of these guys are moving the needle anymore.
You know what I don't understand? Maybe you guys can explain. so many NBA players now, they'll go to school for 1 year, right, for the most part. Almost all of them go 1 year. Mm-hmm. But they are like diehard, whatever it is, like Kentucky, man. They went there 1 year, probably never went to class.
Half a semester.
You better not say anything bad about my Wildcats. You were barely there. I don't understand.
Checks were cash and Whitey.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Loyal to your employer. Exactly. You're loyal to your employer, you know? So I would imagine, you know, when you look at college sports, I think we're getting older, fellas. I think, you know, if 25-year-olds, I think they know, like, tournament time, gambling, betting.
Sure.
Like, they know who the players are. They know who the teams are. I think part of it, too, is we're just getting older, and it's not as important to us anymore. We got kids, you know. We got jobs. We got a lot of other things going on in our lives right now.
Yeah, that's true. But Jay made a great point, or you made it. It came out based on what Jay was saying. There are bigger stars in women's basketball, college basketball, than men's. I hadn't realized that before, and it's absolutely true.
It's been that way for at least the last 3 or 4 years. And that's because we know women still go 4 years for the most part. I don't think it – has anyone jumped as a junior? I can't think of anyone.
No, in women's college. It's, and it's weird now because of the COVID year that, you know, the eligibility and everything. But let me ask you this. Who makes stars? Do the players make the stars or do the media make the stars? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if ESPN was highlighting Zach Edey every night, like pumping him up, or Dillingham or Shepard or somebody like that, would it be – or is it because – we see Caitlin Clark all the time.
But also Caitlin Clark can't break Pete Maravich's record if she's only going to school for 1 year, right?
That's true, yeah, yeah. You're right. And I feel like she might be sort of an outlier. But then we know who Angel Reese is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We know who that is. And I just think it's weird how that, you know, I think to your point, Whitey, the one and done is sort of, and this is what people who were fighting against it talked about 20 years ago, has changed college sports.
I don't blame them. I think it's bad for the college game, but I think it should be their right.
Yeah,
I don't
just
even
the
think
way
they should have to go for one.
No, I'm with you on that. I 100% agree on that. And I can see why the you know, NCAA is against NIL, is against, you know, the one and done. I can see exactly why. Because they're trying to protect their business model,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though they're supposed to be a nonprofit or whatever. Like, they're trying to protect their business model. And so it's I look at what happened to the Pac-10, Pac-12, and I see college sports just becoming the big schools. And the little guys are going to be left behind. Mm-hmm. They'll still have their teams, but they won't have the TV packages maybe. It won't be, you know, like you look at college football right now, outside of the, you know, playoff or the Big Five conferences, do people, you know, care? Bowl games, for instance. Do people care about the December 15th bowl or whatever it is anymore?
Yeah, just if you went to that school or you're really involved in
that
school. But why doesn't college basketball, this has nothing to do with the popularity per se, why don't they play quarters? High school, you play quarters, right? NBA, you play quarters. But college basketball, we're going first half, second half. That's just dumb.
Does that bother you?
Yeah, I just think it's
dumb. Been like that forever, though.
I know,
right?
Like, but that's still like, come on, get with the times. Right?
Actually,
in high school, you play
quarters. I like the halves.
Do
because
you?
I look at women's basketball, and I'm like, why are they doing quarters? Should do halves. Like, it bothers me that the women are different.
Sometimes if there's a game that's not that good, it's like, 13 minutes left in the second half.
It's still the same amount of time, Whitey.
I know, but I need a break. If you break it up, it's more digestible.
You need some more commercials or something like that.
Fellas, real quick, think about this. And with the NIL coming back, I think we've kind of been in a lull with the overtime, the G League Ignites, all that type of stuff. I do think, like, the next generation, though, is going to bounce back to college because now you're getting paid. And I see, like, you know, nothing against overtime elite. I could see some of those type of, you know, going across overseas or going to overtime elite or some of these prep schools that don't have big names. I could see some of those things start to dwindle down because now, look, I can get paid going to college.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
I do my year
there.
You know,
that's true.
I could see them kind of bouncing back again.
When we come back to the Kings and the Knicks, to tell you about one king that One Nick, the Kings must stop tomorrow, and it's not the Nick you would think. Next with the Drive Guys on Sacktown. We were just talking about college basketball and kind of buried the headline. Here's the headline tonight at 8:30 on Sacktown Sports. UC Davis taking on Hawaii in the Big West Tournament semifinals, baby.
That's the headline.
Yeah.
That's tonight. What's that on?
It's on 8:30 here.
You can listen to it here.
And here on our station. And
you can stream probably
ESPN.
It on ESPN.
ESPN? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Final? Semifinal?
Semi.
Okay.
Semi. Also, we have other news for you.
Uh-oh.
Marcus Morris.
My guy. What?
Signing with. Signing with.
It's not the Kings. We don't have a roster spot.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Damn.
That Come hurts. On, Kings.
That hurts. That's my guy, dude. Like, surely that's my guy.
With Trey being out, that was perfect.
That was perfect. If we could get Marcus Morris, I mean, that dude is my guy. He played in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And we had beef.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's the trifecta.
Why didn't you talk
right
to Monty?
There. That's it.
You just texted Mike Brown today. Why didn't you?
I did text Mike Brown. Well, he texted me first. You know, uh-huh. He reached out to Drapes first. But no, you're right. I'm going to call Monty up and be like, dude, why didn't you get Marcus Morris? That's the guy.
Uh-huh.
That's who we need. Toughness, physicality, can shoot the three from Philly.
Why didn't you call Marcus first? You should have called.
Nah, I think he got a different number. So I think he changed his number.
Got another update for you. Guess who the Rams' new backup quarterback is?
Rams' backup.
And I wouldn't ask you if it was just, you know, some.
Oh,
guy
my guy, Jimmy Garoppolo.
James Richard Garoppolo.
That dude's still in the league, huh?
Yeah.
I thought he was done. I thought it was over. It was a wrap. He's going to the Rams, huh?
What a day to be a Rams fan. We lost Aaron Donald, but we got Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, man. That's a fair trade-off, right? You know, it's
I like Jimmy. I just think all the injuries at some point, you know, they all kind of add up. And it's not a matter of he keeps getting hurt. It's just they take a toll on you physically.
Yes, yes. And the dude got hit. He got hit a lot. You know, he got banged around. He got his bell rung, as they say. Man, so the backup quarterback of the Rams,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Stafford.
And you got a really good backup quarterback today.
Kenny Pickett, a young guy, too,
yes.
At that. I'm 20, shocked.
22 first-round picks?
Did we give up too much for him, though? What did you say? Fourth-rounder?
It was similar to what Seattle gave up to get Howell from Washington. And you got a pick, too. You gave up, I think, 3 picks and got a pick and him. So,
that's all right.
Your team's going for it, though. No question about
Kenny
that.
Kenny Pickett. Is this a trade chip at some other point or something? Like,
I think it's like, hey, with Jalen, who knows? We got to be ready for it. I think.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your team is zeroing in on
this year.
Freaking year.
We're going for it, right? I'm with you on that, and so
it's too bad because it's not going to work. But I, you know, appreciate and understand the
not going to
work.
Meanwhile, the Niners got like 40 defensive ends that they're signing. I'm like,
I know.
How many times? Like seriously, Jay, over the last season and a half, year and a half, how many defensive linemen do you guys need, bro? Like, it's like
add it up.
What was Buddy Ryan's defense to
46?
Yeah, they're gonna play the
like seriously, dude. We're going every. I'm like, my gosh, every day I feel like there's a new defensive lineman signing with the Niners.
There's easily almost 10.
Easily,
like 10,
right?
For sure.
Y'all corner in the market like it's the pandemic out
Remember
here.
The 46,
toilet paper or something.
Nobody could
soft.
Move the ball. Yeah. And now if you tried that.
Dude, they'll pick it apart.
I know.
It's you got skill guys all over. The coordinators are better than ever before. They're innovative now, you know? So,
all right. So we also have news on the Kings today, which wasn't great news that Kyle had for us earlier.
Yeah, you want me to deliver that?
Yeah, sure.
Big news came out about an hour ago, hour and 10 ago. My guy, Trey Lyles, who hurt his left knee in the second quarter against the Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday, had some imaging, and it confirmed he has suffered an MCL sprain. He'll be listed as out and will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Dose weeks.
Yeah, you're right. You made the point earlier, and I'm glad you did, because a lot of people tend to misread that, and they think, oh, he's out 2 weeks. Well, it doesn't say he's out 2 weeks.
Right.
He says he's at least 2 weeks before they even take another look.
Yes, and you know, remember last year we talked about the Kings and you know, their injury fortune, if you will. This year, and I need to look it up, they've battled some injuries. And, you know, you look at Sasha and just his injury, and I know he wasn't a huge part, but he's missed half the season. Trey Lyles, remember, missed the first 14 games, I think it was.
De'Aaron Fox.
Now De'Aaron Fox, Keegan, like, guys have been out. The only guy, Domas and HB, you know, they've been, you know, Ironman, you know, and we know Domas is banged up. We could see that, you know, the punishment that dude's taken. But the fact that the Kings are where they are, Whitey, considering a stronger Western Conference, considering some of the injuries, I'm saying it's been a good season for the Sacramento Kings right now.
It's looking up right now.
Yes, right now.
Yeah, I would agree. You mentioned Keegan. How did he get hurt again? This relates to another one of your guys, from what I'm hearing. How did Keegan get hurt?
No, he got hurt in the
Rockets game.
Rockets game, yeah. No, it was like a loose ball or something under the basket.
Somebody step on him?
Was it Dylan Brooks?
That's what's...
I need to look back at the video.
That's what I'm hearing.
I need
to
look back.
I didn't catch it at the time.
Yeah, I need to go back and look. Because I'm not buying it. Because somebody would have made a big... Don't give me that look.
Huh?
You're like, that's your boy, Drapes? I'm saying that had to be...
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
I don't know. I need to pull the video. As Mike Brown says, let me look at the tape. Let me look at the video, and I'll let you know. Did he really? Did you see it?
Did you go back and look? But I've heard there's been references to it on social media. I honestly don't know. I thought you would know, and maybe if you don't know, maybe there was nothing to it. But then you would be one that would cover up for your guy Dylan Brooks. Too,
no, why? If he stepped on my guy Keegan Murray, come on now. I mean, Keegan Murray is my guy, man. So I wouldn't cover up. Man, I'm looking at this. This can't be right. I'm looking at the NBA man games lost. And this is saying the Sacramento Kings, and this is on SpotRac, have been the third healthiest team, third fewest man games lost in the league.
I think it's just because last year they were so healthy. This year looks like, wow.
Right, it feels like
they've had more, but they've still been pretty healthy.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that. Like, and I'm looking at, meanwhile, they say the Kings have had 84 games lost because of injury. The Grizzlies, 409 games. Like, dang. You look at the top three teams, Memphis, Portland, and Charlotte. Those are three of the worst teams in the league.
Where'd
right
you
there.
Say the Kings rank?
27th, 28th.
And you want to be 30th, right? That's when you
want
to be 30th.
That's the healthiest. Oklahoma City has been the healthiest team at 69 games lost by Memphis.
Have all the healthier teams done well?
Utah.
They're tanking.
Indiana.
Uh-huh.
Minnesota. And that's going to change a little bit because of the cat injury. Boston. Detroit. They're just bad. They're just bad. Sorry, Detroit. You guys have been healthy all season long. Ain't no excuse there. Golden State is actually on this list.
Huh.
This is due to injuries, not suspension or anything like that.
By the way, check of the scoreboard here. Late third, the Suns are winning. Yeah, they're up. They're going to score again here.
Apparently. Oh, you're a little.
I think they're going to score on this possession.
How's the box score ahead, like this far ahead of the live broadcast?
I like them to score
two. Oh, dude.
So they're up 22 late third. And then we got the Clippers visiting the Pels.
Oh, who do we want? We want the Clippers, right?
Yes, we do.
Right?
It's 24-23 early in that game.
Think about this, Whitey. Pelicans lose tonight.
24-23 in the second quarter? Yeah. The
rock fight.
Yeah.
Pelicans lose, Kings win. Tie for, even though they have the tiebreaker, but after that, anything's possible then.
All right, but you got to beat the Knicks tomorrow. And we mentioned this earlier, one guy that the Kings have to stop tomorrow, Josh Hart. 6'4", Josh Hart. Control the backboards will be crucial tomorrow. And Josh Hart, his last five games, and he's 6'4", his last five games, 8 rebounds, 7 rebounds, 11 19 and 15 rebounds.
So that's the guy we got to keep.
Rebounding marvel.
That's the guy we got to keep off the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an effort guy, too.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to match his effort out there?
That's a good test for the Kings because they all have to be effort guys now.
They all have to be.
That's got to be the identity.
My guy, Keon Ellis. You know? Keon Ellis, even though...
I wish I'd listened to you sooner.
I've been telling you about Keon Ellis for about three hours now.
Long time, right? Drake. Oh, man. I wish I'd listened. Is he going to be starting soon?
No.
Okay.
And I real quick, Kevin Huerter, Keegan Murray, full participants in practice today.
Okay, because Huerter had the contusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, and Keegan had the ankle
Dylan
situation.
Brooks injury.
Yeah, the Dylan Brooks got stepped on like Draymond style. Come on.
Ever seen an NBA coach try to...
Stomp!
Have you ever seen an NBA coach try to block a shot before? It happened last night. More on that. We'll wrap things up here. Drive Guys, Sacktown Sports. We need you to explain this, Kyle Draper. At least I do.
I got you.
Never seen anything like this. Late in the fourth quarter of the Celtics game against the Suns, you had a Jaylen Brown steal and a dunk, and then Royce O'Neal, after those time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He's trying to shoot a three-pointer, and Coach Mazzulla's out there trying to block it. Come on, what? The coach comes out, you know, because it's timeout, so he can come on the floor, but he comes out and raises his arm, and he's trying to block Royce O'Neal's shot. What's going on? What? What?
Dude, if you guys haven't seen this, look it up right now. It's one of the...
I've never seen it.
It'd be different if he was like, you know, joking around with a player, one of his former players, you know, get that shot out of here, joking. Like, he literally didn't want this player to make this shot. And it was, timeout had been called, guys are walking to the bench, the player throws it up, and here comes Mazzulla with, like, a big fly swatter. It looks coming out of nowhere and is all black.
It was clean. I mean, there was no foul or anything.
No foul, no flagrant. But did you see what he said afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a guy going in to try to get a shot, and he hadn't made one, and I didn't want him to feel good about himself going to the bench. That's a bench rule. Guys don't shoot shots in front of our bench to go back to their bench to feel good about themselves. If I'm going to ask the guys to contest, the staff's got to do the same. Like, what is this dude doing?
Well, you were there. You tell
us. I wasn't there with him, though. Like, I had left. You know, Brad Stevens is my guy. I don't know Joe Mazzulla from, Joe Schmo on the street.
Do you think this plays with players? Do players see that and go, wow? Or do they go, oh, my goodness, our coach has lost his mind?
As Jason Tatum said afterwards, that's who Joe is. So when he did it, I wasn't caught off guard. I expect him or one of the coaches to do that. Gotta love Joe for Joe. And this happened earlier this season. Sam Cassell did the same thing to Buddy Hield when they played the Pacers. This was back during the January 30th game, and I remember that. And people asked Mazzulla afterwards, like, you know, what did you think of Sam? He's like, good. That's a bench rule. That's what we do. And so this is Kevin Garnett started this way, way, way back, right? You know, a player tries to get some rhythm, get it out of here. I can see players do it. Now you got coaches doing it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Next thing you know, Big Dom, the security guy for the Eagles, is going to be out there swatting thing. Yeah, the ball boy, going to towel guy, the athletic trainer.
After they call a timeout and the kicker kicks anyway.
Right,
they'll be
right.
They come, trying to block
come
it.
Blocking it like that. Joe Mazzulla is an interesting cat. I keep telling you guys.
He's wired a little tightly?
He is wired tightly. He is a different dude. And, you know, it's working right now for him. They're winning. But, man, that's one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen.
Boston won the game. O'Neal did not score a point after shooting 0 for 7 from the field.
It worked.
0 for 5 from three-point range.
It worked.
Yeah. Jaylen Brown said, if the guy keeps trying to shoot, Joe will just keep playing defense. He'll take it as far as he needs to.
Somebody's got to test that. Somebody's got to keep shooting.
Yeah, just keep shooting. Get the rebound, keep shooting, just keep shooting.
30 seconds after the whistle's blown.
Right, just,
Coach, we got a timeout here. I can't.
You know who the perfect
Somebody
guy to do that
tell
is?
You what to do.
The perfect guy, Patrick Beverley. I can see Patrick Beverley out there messing around, still trying to shoot. And what's Joe going to do then? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my gosh.
It didn't surprise me either when you said Sam Cassell. I didn't remember that. But
yeah,
that Sam Cassell I could see doing.
No, oh, yeah. Sam, you know, first year at Boston right now as a assistant. Like, they're trying to develop some culture there in Boston right now. And I think this is part of it. But this
Don't
is your head coach.
Have a lot already? Or are they fine-tuning it? Or?
I think they're fine-tuning it. I think, you know, that's the reason why they brought in Sam Cassell. They brought in some veteran assistant coaches because
Cassell was a good player.
Very good player. Very good player. So they needed more leadership. Remember, last year, Marcus Smart was the leader. And so I don't know if that was good or bad, you know. Mm-hmm. They had Grant Williams, you know, guys like that, you know. And so I think they needed more structure from the coaching, and Joe Mazzulla needed more support as well. That's why you bring in a Sam Cassell.
Is that why they brought in Drew Holiday, who I admire greatly? He's a guy that does all that dirty work, and he's not like a mental case.
It's not about, think about it. And I love Marcus Smart. We'll see him on, I don't know if he's traveling with the team, but we'll see him Monday when the Grizzlies come to town. But 2 minutes left in the game, Drew Holiday, cerebral, you know, he's going to make the right play. Marcus Smart, he's emotional. Mm-hmm. He's going to make the play with his heart. Drew Holiday's going to make it with his head.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So you'd never seen that either.
I've never seen it. Like, that video is if that's not on Shaqt and the Fool or something, like, that has to be on it. That was amazing.
You mentioned Garnett used to do that. The first time I really noticed him doing that was when the Kings played them in the playoffs, which would have been, was that 04 or 05? And I remember it drove
his
Kings
MVP
fan
season.
Drove everybody crazy.
Yeah. Oh, really? They
right
hated
there'd be a whistle, and then you know, someone would shoot and Garnett would come over.
Like,
and I was like, hey! It was very, very annoying.
Right. And I feel like everybody does it now. Like, there's somebody on every team that does. I've never seen the coach do it until now, but you see it happen all the time.
I understand it. I mean, if it would drive me crazy, you know, just playing pickup if someone did that. Knowing you play pickup with is good enough to do that, but I could see the points like, no, you ain't making a shot.
Yeah. I forget who it was. I was watching a game. It might have been the Kings game against the Bucks or somebody, you know, went for the shot after the buzzer, you know, and somebody tried to block it, missed, and it still went in. I was like, yeah, good for you. Good for you.
Who wasn't it? Wasn't it Nate Robinson one time shot at the wrong basket? And it was right after the buzzer, and it was
was it Nate?
I thought it was on the Knicks. And was it D'Antoni was like, livid.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I'm sure,
what are you
doing?
It's
dude,
the buzzer's
over. Yeah, like, it's you know, the play's over. It's not going to count. Yeah.
Any predictions for tomorrow of any kind? of any kind.
I predict. I'm going to predict a big game from Kevin Herter tomorrow. I think Kevin
New York
Herter.
Guy?
Yeah, that's yes. That's my. They're mostly all of them are my guys, but
all of them mostly.
No, I'm saying, you know, if somebody goes 0 for 10 or something, I'm a cool off on them at least on that day, you know. But Kevin Herter is definitely my guy. But I want to look at the injury report really quickly for the New York Knicks, because obviously they're banged up. No Julius Randle.
No Mitchell Robinson.
They do have the big fella. Isaiah Hartenstein.
Look
so,
out.
You know, he's a difference maker out there.
98th player on the ringer.
OG Anunoby is questionable right now. Kevin Herter questionable right now. So if Kevin Herter plays, I'm looking for big things.
All right. Him. I got a big game for Keegan
Murray. Back-to-back big games.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us this week. We appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. Don't miss Drapes with the call tomorrow night. Thank you, Jay. Oh, don't forget, we got UC Davis basketball coming up 8:30 tonight on Sacktown Sports. Have a great weekend.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.